CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of Fox News, a columnist of The Hill, a columnist, writing a column, very helpful column, imagining the future, what is to be done if and when there is an agreement, sometimes called a consensus, that the origins of the virus, COVID-19, were not natural, but were a lab leak, as is now suggested, stated, declared by the Department of Energy, which manages our most sensitive labs. This is the place to go to talk about lab security. The Department of Energy says they have low probability because they have no access to the lab itself in Wuhan or the people who work there during the critical moments of late 19, early 20. When and if, there will be higher probability, we can presume. However, as Liz writes in her column, this assessment was based on new information. New information, quite apart from what the FBI used to come to the same conclusion some months ago. New information, which Liz reasons very effectively, will now be distributed to other sensitive intelligence organizations for reassessment. So, Liz, what is to be done if and when China has demonstrated that it not only was a lab leak from bad security, but that it actively deceived the world, leading to a catastrophe of these last years? What is your recommendation?
Well, yeah, I think that the free world, however you want to define that, has to punish China for its deception. We know that China lied. We know that they covered up evidence of what went on at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We know that they basically refused to cooperate with the WHO and inspectors who went to see if they could figure out where this virus had come from. Almost without a doubt, John, there is some culpability here, without a doubt. And I think it's time for the international community to respond to that. Everyone has been so deferential to China when it engages in widespread intellectual property theft, when it cyber bullies, when it builds military islands in the South China Sea, all the things that China has done to break the standards and rules and norms of the very international institutions that they have been invited to join, like the WHO. My view is they should be kicked out of some of these international organizations, including the WHO and the World Trade Organization, because I think with those two agencies in particular, they have demonstrated not only a lack of global coordination, but an actual effort to undermine the activities and the fairness and manipulate those organizations to their own benefit. China prizes their participation on the world stage. I think it's time to remove some of that world stage from Xi Jinping, who lies to the world about their commitment to climate change, to human rights, has exhibited complete indifference to human rights violations, including with their horrendous treatment of the Uyghurs. They've done so many things to offend the world order, John, and somehow the mercantile interests of Germany, of the United States, of all the countries that do business with China have taken precedence over standing up to Xi Jinping and his counterparts. And basically, it's time now, and particularly as China's economy is somewhat weaker, and frankly, also as we have seen during COVID, the very high price that all of the free world will pay from being overly dependent on China. I remind people that during COVID, in the early days when PPE, masks and gloves and so forth, began to be in short supply, American companies were making such products and test kits and stuff in China. China wouldn't let them export them to the United States. That was a tremendous kind of come to realization moment for the Western world. Making stuff in China was not necessarily a safe source for the United States. So what did we do? We talked about home sourcing critical goods. Have we done it? Not to my awareness or knowledge. It's time that we really ramp up that. And here's the other thing that I propose. China...
We have about a minute. 1 minute, Liz. Go ahead.
Okay. China has basically used economic coercion, cutting off imports from countries like Australia, which offended them by demanding to know where COVID came from. And so they stop importing Australian goods. I think the world should get together and say, okay, here's a list of 10 things we can buy elsewhere. Let's agree, all of us, including Japan and elsewhere, that we're going to stop importing from China. Let's hurt them economically the way they have hurt us. It seems time to do that.
Elizabeth Peake, writing her column at The Hill, writing her column at Fox News, much on Fox Business, commenting about what is to be done with a regime that practices lying as it breathes. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.